Raising grandchildren, it's been rewarding, but it has been some tough roads.
At first, I'm going to be honest, it was shell shock. I went from a 28-year corporate career like you did to being a grandmother with a 3 and a 4 year old. I wouldn't trade it now for the world.
When I was raising Ayana, I had to go through a lot of different steps in order to figure this out. I didn't have the hand of someone showing me. And now COVID-19 has showed up here fiercely with this population of grandparents. So I wanted to get your perspective on it.
The biggest thing with us is we're trying to learn the new with the kids schooling. McKenna is 8 and Bubba is 7. I became a homeschool teacher overnight. So he had to explain to them what was going on, why has our whole world changed. The biggest thing for us was making them feel comfortable and ensuring them that it's all going to be okay. You're not going to school and I am your new teacher. We're all learning this together. I did math the way that it was taught to me back in the day when we were going to school. So it was a lot of change for them, but it was also a big change for us.
My daughter passed away shortly after she gave birth. So Ayana has been in my care for about 18 years. So we have been through this process of getting her through elementary, middle school. Now, this was her first year going to college, and we are in the middle of a pandemic. I need to go pick her up from college, and I'm in a high risk factor. She's on a campus that houses thousands of children that has not been social distancing. So I'm saying to myself, how do I do this? And so we've been Facebooking, FaceTiming, but it's still not like that touch of a mother-daughter that you've been used to every step of the way.
I'm high risk too. I'm an asthmatic. So we really had to be careful with people coming in and out of the house. My big thing was we're not going to kiss each other. We're going to do the elbow thing.
How was it for the groceries? Was it easy getting groceries?
It wasn't pleasant. As soon as they closed down Georgia, everything disappeared. Toilet paper, food, the shelves were bare. I did worry about having everyday staples like your milk or your bread because that was the first thing you got. There was weeks that you just did without. One thing that has really helped me is the food banks. There's a place that we can go to that's called Grandma's Kitchen that you get a vegetable box or you'll get some meat. But if it wasn't for the food banks and things like that, I honestly don't know what a lot of us would do.
My passion is to help other grandparents navigate these systems and look in our community to see what gaps and services we can connect with to offer them those services. As you know, it takes a village to raise a child.
Absolutely.